Just 60 years, I have fulfilled various family roles. Daughter, sister, wife, mother, all of which, to a greater or lesser extent, I've managed to fuck up. But this is different. The role of grandmother is one that involves no stress, no compromise, and no rehearsal. Loving this scrap of humanity is as natural to me as breathing. I don't think about it, but I can't live without it. At a time in my life when I felt I no longer knew what I was here for, what my role was, this precious pearl gave me new hope. While Jackie Boy and his wife Lisa are talking with Ozzy, I sneak into their daughter's bedroom, the one I've made for her in our new house in LA, and stand there mesmerised, gazing down at her tiny body encased in a baby grow, one small hand flung out towards a bar of the cot, miniature fingers curled around it. She stirs slightly, her eyelids flutter, and I hold my breath, anxious not to wake her by my presence. But she simply lets out a contented sigh and drifts back to sleep. Leaning over the cot to kiss her goodnight, my head spins, my senses overwhelmed at the perfection of her tiny ears, as intricate as shells, at each tiny nail, the curve of her neck, and above all, her soft, downy head, cheeks flushed from her goodnight bottle, and that indefinable baby smell of talcum powder that takes me back to my own days as a new mother. I sit down quietly in the adjacent armchair and glance around the room. It was the first one I had decorated in the new house, and it is predominantly pink. What else? No crucifixes and no rubber bats in here. Instead, there's a fresco of butterflies painted on the wall above the cot, and framed photographs of dancing ladies in flamboyant gowns. This room and this little girl dreaming quietly in her cot represent innocence to me, a brand new start for all of us. It's the strangest feeling, becoming a grandmother. You love them as if they're your own, but now you have the time to play with them, just to have fun. And you have the wisdom of experience, all those hard lessons you learn over the years as a mother. Pearl's arrival in our lives has reminded me of all the good times I shared with Amy, Jack and Kelly. There was a lot of fun, a lot of laughter. But I've also found myself reflecting more upon my mistakes as well. Looking back, it's hardly surprising that motherhood didn't come easily to me. My role models were not only negative, they were positively destructive. A mother who couldn't be asked to get out of bed to give us breakfast, a father who lied and cheated all his life and for whom I was a useful fall guy, whose word had no more substance to it than a drug addict's promise. Only Sally, my paternal grandmother, could have shown what it meant to be a good parent, that she died before any of the children were born. And then there was Rachel, our housekeeper in LA during the years I got to know Ozzy, a truly wonderful woman who, for as long as I was lucky enough to know her, acted as a surrogate mother to me. And then she was killed in a stupid accident, as unnecessary as it was tragic. A plane crash that also killed Ozzy's best friend and business partner, Randy Rhodes. After that, I buried myself in my work, in Ozzy's career, just keeping the show on the road, and once Amy, Kelly and Jack came along, keeping the Osborne family in funds. As a mother, I failed. This isn't a statement soliciting a pantomime response. Oh, no, you didn't. I did. The kids said it themselves the first time we all went to a family session when Ozzy was in rehab for the nth time. Our father was a drunk and our mother wasn't there for us. When I look at cine films and later video footage of Amy, Kelly and Jack when they were young, they bring me a lot of happiness. But they also make me sad because I want to turn back the clock. I want them the way they were then,